This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Wyoming County was the first to decide to walk off the job during the recent statewide teacher strike, starting what some folks are calling a labor movement. Inside Appalachia, host Jessica Lilly caught up with Wyoming County teacher Nina Tunstall on her way up to Charleston before the walkout ended.
I believe that it's being compared to a movement because when a group of people feel that they are not being treated fairly and equally, we are exercising our rights, our constitutional rights to peacefully protest and to, you know, they say it's illegal to strike, but it was illegal for Rosa Parks to sit in that seat. And I'm glad she did not get up. It was illegal for Martin Luther King to hold all these protests and walk-ins and sit-ins. And I'm glad he did, you know. And so that's why it's a movement, because history is repeating itself. As a teacher, I teach history. This is a present day history lesson. I'm not telling my kids to open up the page to page 15 and let's read about the people who are fed up, the people that are being treated unfairly. We are talking about today. We're talking about Miss Tunstall's fourth grade class, you know? And so we're making a statement. You know, I've heard, a little bit of public backlash saying that we are not setting a good example by doing this. We don't care about the kids. And that's why we're here. You know, the kids are our future. I would be a hypocrite to stand up in front of my class and teach them to stand up for what is right. And then myself going home knowing I have $20 left in my bank account. And why? I don't work any less than any other teacher in our bordering states, you know?
You're headed to Charleston, and you're headed up there a little late today because you were telling me you work three jobs?
Yes, I teach full-time, of course. I tutor also. I work part-time as a social worker. I go in and check out homes and make sure it's safe for children that have been taken away to return. And then occasionally I bartend as well. So I got in pretty late last night, and we had a choice to either picket at our schools or I join everyone in Charleston. I just decided to go on to Charleston and meet up with my people.
So why are you working three jobs?
Just to get ahead. My mom, I help my parents out. My mom is on disability. My dad's retired. And, you know, I'm a single mom. And, you know, just to make ends meet. I have car payments to make and mortgages to pay. And, you know, on a teacher's salary, it's rough.
Now, you have 10 years of experience. You've been teaching in the West Virginia school system for 10 years in Wyoming County. Mm-hmm. And you're a fourth grade teacher now. So what is your salary now with 10 years of seniority? Can you share that?
Yes. I believe on my W-2, I made around $38,000 last year. And that's, you know, pretty high compared to most of my other colleagues. Starting out, they come in at around 32.
Wyoming County is the county that was the first to decide to walk off and start this strike. Do you remember that meeting, and what can you share about it?
Yes. Initially, we weren't really sure, what was going on. We had heard things about our insurance and that premiums were going to skyrocket. And, you know, we were very concerned. So going into that first meeting, I didn't really know what to expect. Getting there, it was packed. I mean, standing room only. So immediately I knew, okay, this is something serious. The next thing that was said was our AFT president and our WVEA president started out the meeting saying that they have put their differences aside because, you know, they're usually in competition, you know, for union members and have joined forces to tackle this huge issue. And so there again, I knew, okay, this is serious. And right off the bat, immediately, you could just feel the tension in the room. People were in fear that, you know, their premiums were going to skyrocket, and we're already living paycheck to paycheck as it is. the rising, you know, the rising cost of economy. And even as educators, I spend a lot of money out of pocket, a lot of money out of pocket just in my classroom alone. And so to hear that even more is going to be taken from me, you know, it angered us. It infuriated us, and it also gave us fear. You know, we can't afford this. And so immediately the tone of the meeting turned into, we have to do something. We have to do something about it. We don't know what it is, but we have to act, and we have to act now. We started asking questions. You know, they had already had some informational meetings in other counties, and so we wanted to know, you know, what are they saying? What are the other counties planning on doing? And at that point, it was just, well, we're just going to kind of wait around and see what happens and see what everybody else is doing. And just for Wyoming County, you know, that wasn't an option. You know, I don't remember who it was, but someone stood up and said, you know, in 1990, we were the first to act and we need to do it today. And so from that point on, we just kind of took charge and said, you know, if we lead, they will follow, because everyone is feeling the same way we are, you know. And so in that meeting, we decided we will be the first to act.
The hashtag 55 Strong is getting attention across the world. What's your reaction to how popular 55 Strong has been, not only within the state of West Virginia, but across the country and even other parts of the world?
It just makes me proud. I mean, you know, to be from, most people don't even know that West Virginia is its own state. And now all of a sudden they see it lit up on their TV screens in red. You know, the kids aren't going to school. Teachers are walking out. And so I think that, you know, it just says a lot about our tiny little state and our tiny little town that we do have a voice and we are being heard.
That was Wyoming County teacher Nina Tunstall speaking with Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly about the recent teacher work stoppage. You can hear more from Tunstall and the teacher work stoppage in an upcoming episode. A federally funded program is helping students in 10 of West Virginia's counties prepare to succeed in education and training beyond high school. Roxy Todd takes us to one of them, Boone County.
250 high school students from Boone County attended a career fair Thursday that focused on ways to encourage workforce development and help high school students think of jobs they might like to pursue. Boone County is one of those involved in a federal program called Gear Up. It stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. Students attended a two-hour training workshop Thursday, organized by their high school counselors through Gear Up. Sonia Dunlap is a counselor at Scott High School.
I try to explain to the students, as a school counselor, trying to guide someone into thinking about a career is pretty difficult when you're 14 years old, 15 years old, when you enter high school.
Dunlap tries to give her students guidance towards the types of jobs they might be good at. But the best ways to prepare students, she says, is to connect them with some real-world experience.
So to hear someone talk about their journey, this is what I started majoring in my four-year degree, but then I got my master's degree in something totally different because I learned about something else. So they get to understand that nobody knows exactly what they want to do in high school.
Dunlap hopes she and others involved in the school's Gear Up program can help students begin to figure out career paths they would like to try after they graduate. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Boone County.
In the heart of Pennsylvania coal country, another mine is shutting down. It's the latest in a long line of closures. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier went to the Four West Mine in Greene County on one of its last days producing coal.
Austin Turner was headed back home to West Virginia a few weeks ago from his job at the Four West Mine in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania. It was going to be one of his last shifts there, as the mine would be shutting down soon. At 19, he'd only been there 8 months, but he loved it.
It's a nice place to work, great group of guys, hard workers. I hate to see the place shut down, but it is what it is. Move on to another mine.
His face is covered in black coal dust after spending the day a few hundred feet below ground. He likes coal mining, he says, because it's not like other jobs.
Just the fact that it's something you most people never see. It's a little bit more of an adrenaline rush than most jobs. And my family did it, and I just kind of like carrying on the tradition a little bit.
And then there's the pay. Less than 2 years out of high school, he was making $28.60 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm gonna miss it.
A few miles away, the 4 West Beltline rattles. It's part of a system of beltlines that carries coal 4.5 miles south to a power plant in West Virginia. It's pulling coal from a mine portal out up a hill about 1/4 mile, and you can see occasionally it'll dump big piles of coal over the hillside. 4 West produced 1.6 million tons of coal last year, according to federal data, but the mine's productivity has waned in recent years. So the power plant it supplies will now buy coal from a different mine nearby. The mine's owners declined to comment for this story, but in published reports, they blamed poor geologic conditions for closing the mine. Art Sullivan is a coal mining consultant in Washington County. He said the Swickley coal seam that 4 West follows is not as productive as the Pittsburgh coal seam, where most coal mines in the region still work.
It's a thinner seam, and generally the geologic conditions are not as favorable.
Other mines use longwall mining machines, which are faster and more efficient than the machines that 4 West uses. But Sullivan says there are also broader problems facing all coal mines. There are 5 new natural gas power plants planned for southwestern Pennsylvania in the next few years.
That level of electric generation typically will utilize 20 million tons of coal per year. So I see 20 million tons of coal being consumed by the electric utility in our region. It's going to disappear, and gas is going to replace it.
That'll leave fewer and fewer mines for people like Austin Turner to work in. A mile away from the 4 West mine portal in the nearby town of Mount Morris, retired coal miner Alan Van Gilder said that's what worries him. 370 miners will lose their jobs at 4 West when it closes.
It's a shame because there are going to be 300 and some people out of work, you know. And these coal mines are closing, and there's not very many coal mines that they can go to. I mean, they got families, you know, they have to have something to support them. But I don't know, it's a shame.
Several 4 West miners didn't want to be interviewed on tape, but most said they would probably be able to find work at other mines, though they might have to take a pay cut or drive further away to do it. 4 West will keep a crew on for several months until it closes the mine later this year. Reed Frazier, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week is Southern Gothic, the title track of a new release by Dan Tominski.
Ooh. Spanish moss hanging in the setting sun. Every house has got a Bible and a loaded gun. We got preachers and politicians. Around here it's kind of hard to tell which one is gonna do more talking with the crooked tongue. This town's got the good Lord shaking his head, looking down thinking we ain't heard a word he said. The word he said. Baptized in Southern Gothic, in the garden of good and evil. Devil right here, who would have thought it? In a town full of God-fearing people. Dogs and deadbolts scar the night. Nothing left to do but kneel and pray. We got a church on every corner. So why does heaven feel so far? Far away. There must be something in the muddy water. Turns the whiskey about as sweet as sin. Every drunk in town can sing a brown bag hymn. Good fences make good neighbors. Good neighbors make good lovers too. When your man ain't home and
any man will be.
Dan Tominski singing Southern Gothic. You can hear more from Mountain Stage tonight and tomorrow night at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.